While the nation is focused on the treatment of immigrant children at the border, some teachers are focused on the children of migrant workers in the Ohio Valley. The teachers are setting politics aside on this divisive issue to put kids first with a migrant education program. As Nicole Irwin reports, the changing faces in the program offer some insights into the shifting demographics among migrant workers.
This is Camp Curiosity.
Be brave, have fun. Be brave, have fun. Let's
Jenny Boggess is the development director for the Owensboro Dance Theater. Today, she's preparing a group of Davis County, Kentucky migrant students for a presentation that comes at the end of their four-week educational camp.
The idea of being brave is, especially when you get to this age, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, and up, you start to worry about people that think what are around you, the fear sets in.
Boggess says the song is nice and relaxed and has a groove that, like all music, transcends language barriers.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down.
The camp has students from all over, including Mexico, Burma, and Honduras. Lyrics in this song are significant to 17-year-old student Angeles Escalante.
Well, when it says upside down, it's like I come from the down and now I'm on the ups, so it's like that.
Escalante left Honduras several years ago with her mother and her sister. Her two older brothers remain in a country she says is fraught with violence.
I just think it's God's plan. Like, we had no idea. I was 7 years old and I was saying, I'm going to die in Honduras. I'll never get out of Honduras. And look at me, I'm here.
Escalante says her mother and father divorced, and it was up to her mom to take care of the kids. A tough situation was made worse after her mom was robbed in Honduras. She says her mom needed a safe place for the family so she could financially provide.
You get accepted. I'm grateful for that because I feel like I go out to the street, say hi, and someone says hi back to me. And it's so beautiful to see that someone, like, they receive you. They're not looking bad at you. They're not mean to you.
Agriculture-related work is how kids like Escalante are eligible to attend Camp Curiosity. Students must have moved within 36 months and their parents employed within the agriculture sector. Funding for the program is designated for migrant students under the U.S. Department of Education's commitment to educate all equally. Camp Administrator Jason Powers says during his 5 years with the camp, he started to notice a shift in the makeup of demographics within migrant worker families.
We used to be all Hispanic. Now our Hispanic population is more in the minority. We have more Burmese and Korean students now. That's the majority of our students.
Migrant education programs in Ohio and West Virginia report a similar shift. Hispanic families that used to return for seasonal ag work are being replaced by non-Hispanic faces. Director of the Ohio Migrant Education Center, Jose Salinas, says the state's number of migrant students peaked in 2001.
We had a little over 6,400 kids, and it's been decreasing every year. We've never seen an increase. It's just been less and less and less students every year.
This year so far, he says they estimate the state has around 1,100 students. With the cucumber harvest approaching, that number could change, but he doesn't expect by much. Selena says 2 years ago, groups of non-Hispanic families began moving to the state to fill in for jobs that Mexican families have left behind.
There's always been that fear that families could be deported if they're undocumented, but that's just a certain percentage of the population. Not the entire migrant population is not undocumented.
He says a variety of factors contribute to the decline in Hispanic workers. Salinas grew up as a migrant worker because his grandparents and parents also worked in agriculture. Through that experience, he says he learned there were better ways to make an income, just like this generation of students making their way through programs like Camp Curiosity. That's what Davis County migrant students Jose Hernandez and his brother Alex also hope for, a chance for a brighter future than their parents. This is 12-year-old Alex.
I'm aiming to be a lawyer. One of my teachers in the sixth grade told me that if I wasn't a lawyer, then I had missed my calling.
Alex also helps translate for other students in the class that might not be as fluent in English. He and his 14-year-old brother were born in the U.S., but their parents are from Mexico. Jose is working to increase his grade point average to better his chances for college.
I would have never known about points in high school because I didn't know about that until Mr. Owens. He told me about how we need to keep in score with our points and all that.
He says his GPA is more important than following threats of deportation from the president, because it only makes him worry.
He can say whatever he wants, I don't care. I was born here. It's just, if that's his way of looking at it. And my mom she was legal to come here because she had a job offer.
Instead, he wants to enjoy Camp Curiosity, a place where he says teachers really care, a place where kids come first. Again, camp administrator Jason Powers.
You know, they're just innocent. They're innocent kids, and they're just like anybody else. They want to get better.
All right, this is their last chance to get you. You got it. Arms up.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Davis County, Kentucky.
Now this is a story all about how my life